ABC News, I'm Ben Thomas. A House vote this evening on impeaching the Secretary of Homeland Security. Norman Hall has the result.
In a dramatic setback, House Republicans failed to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A few GOP lawmakers refused to go along with the party's plan. Republicans like Tennessee's Mark Green blame Mayorkas for the border crisis.
He no longer deserves to keep his job.
But Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson called the effort to oust Mayorkas as a sham designed to please former President Trump.
And it's a baseless attack on a dedicated public servant.
The House is likely to revisit plans to impeach Mayorkas, but next steps are highly uncertain. Norman Hall, Washington.
Federal appeals court has ruled former President Trump is not immune from prosecution and can face charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Eric Tucker has more.
We are expecting additional appeals from the Trump team, including up to potentially the U.S. Supreme Court, that could delay the scheduling of any trial by weeks, if not months.
A Michigan jury has found a school shooter's mother guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students in 2021. Jennifer Crumbly is the first parent in the U.S. to be held responsible for their child's mass school attack. Craig Schilling's son Justin was among the victims. He tells WXYZ,
"It was a long time coming, but it's definitely a step toward the accountability like what we've been talking about. It's kind of been our goal the whole time. It was tough to wait it out, for sure. There was a lot of emotion back here and in the courtroom."
In Los Angeles, crews have responded to nearly 400 mudslides following the atmospheric river that brought drenching rain to Southern California. Seven buildings have been deemed uninhabitable. Stocks closed higher, the S&P up 0.2%, near its record. The Dow gained 0.4%. This is AP News. A crew member on the Marvel Studios series Wonder Man, a rigger, has died after falling from the rafters at CBS Radford Studios in Studio City, California. And AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports fans of country singer Toby Keith are paying their respects after his death by hoisting a particular kind of cup.
Red Solo Cup.
Toby Keith did not write the song Red Solo Cup, but he immediately noticed people singing along whenever he played it. Keith told the website The Boot in 2014 it was the stupidest song he ever heard in his life, but it's so stupid it's good. After Keith died on Monday, fans posted photos of Red Solo Cups, and bars honored Keith with drink specials in Red Solo Cups. The Dart Container Corporation of Mason, Michigan extends its sympathies to Keith's family and fans. It makes the Red Solo Cup and says it's honored Keith chose it as a sign of good times. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.